Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. You know, since the pandemic, we have really seen a lot of emphasis in the state of Wisconsin trying to support and identify how we can help our Wisconsin meat processing industry. And of course, that includes poultry. A new announcement coming from Fox Valley Technical College and other technical colleges across the state on how they want to address the human side, the human components of the meat processing industry, namely new talent. And joining us to talk about it is Caitlin Spearing. She is at Fox Valley Technical College, one of the instructors that's kind of been helping to pull together curriculum and get this pulled together a little bit. So let's talk a little bit, Caitlin, about when you guys decided it was time to step in. Were you prodded or were you guys leading?
Well, I would say we were probably in the middle of we were interested, but as always, we want to see what this all comes with, right? This has been a long process. I think some of the first meetings on this were in January of 21. So as always with COVID and everything else makes everything move slower. But, and when you are bringing in multiple large organizations, like we are combining DATCAP as well as the Department of Agriculture, as well as WTCS, so the Wisconsin Technical College System, and that has complications that takes time. But with those complications, there is also such an advantage to having the teamwork between these huge entities come together for such a great purpose like this. We've been able to come together, and as well on our Fox Valley Technical College side, we've been able to see some great collaboration between our agriculture department and our culinary or service division, which has been an opportunity we have been looking for a number of years. We love collaborating with our other programs. Like we have created a egg accounting certificate with our accounting folks, and our students have really gravitated towards that type of approach. And we have really looked for that opportunity in that we make this food and our end users, like our culinary division, is really important to have them as a partner. So this was a great opportunity for us to partner with the folks in our culinary group and really come together with a great program.
Now, as you got into this, Caitlin, I mean, as we said, things take time. What did you start to realize about the honest demands, the needs right now in Wisconsin's meat processing industry?
Well, and this has been something that our meat processors have been discussing with us for a number of years, that it is just a tricky system to try and bring students into. I had a unique perspective in that I went to a high school with even a meat cutting lab and course, which was very rare and a very unique opportunity. And it's something that we want to make less unique. So this will be a really great opportunity to start bringing in our partners that have been asking for help, that have been asking for this unique side of training that is very niche and very particular that you don't get many other places. We've had some great industry partners from in our district where they have been asking for help, and this will be a great opportunity to be able to partner with them as well to help fulfill that need. And this will be a great opportunity for the students in that almost all of their tuition is going to be reimbursed, if not all. And our program is a very lean, quick program in that it's only a 8-credit certificate. And you are in your internship in your meat processing facility for 4 of those credits. And that's where you're getting the most of your meat fabrication knowledge is through 2 internships, where we really believe in let's have the experts do what they do, and we're going to teach and help support that. But if we can get our students in a hands-on, real industry environment, we always take that advantage. So this 8-credit certificate, really a motivated student would be able to complete this in about a semester and with very little time on campus.
Is this a situation, Caitlin, where it was, let's build this and they will come? Or were there identified students, a group, a sect that was ready to jump in?
No, right now we are making a meat lab of dreams that we are hoping that we create this program and we see students come in. We do have interested butcher plants and facilities that we think will have, they will send some employees for further training. We also see the opportunity in that a lot of our current culinary or agriculture students taking the advantage of adding this certificate on, so that we could have some of our culinary folks that might be able to specialize into a meat talent, and then they would take their culinary skills into meat processing as well as those other end user chef kitchen type of skills. We also see in our agriculture department, a great number of our students love our certificates. So they leave this institution with not just one associate's degree, but usually an associate's degree and two or three other certificates, if not other associate's degrees. So we really see an opportunity that we would be able to have students coming in from multiple directions, from industry, from our culinary side, as well as our agriculture side.
So, Caitlin, talk to me a little bit about the actual curriculum. Break it down for us. Tell us a little bit about what some of the learning labs, what some of the classroom experience is going to be like.
Great. Yeah, our folks at Madison College were really open about sharing what they did and gave a template. So all of the Wisconsin Technical College System schools really had a great template to build from and could decide if they were going to use what Madison was doing or go off on their own. Some technical college systems are buying full, huge trailers that are meat harvest and processing units. We're deciding to use what we have and keep our program lean. We're using two courses we already have in place, which is our sanitation course and our meat ID course, which is through our culinary program that was already built. The meat ID course is a great opportunity for students to get in the lab, actually fabricate from carcasses of beef and hogs, and as well as do some of those processed type of meats like smoking and sausage making and those kind of things that we're really seeing is becoming popular with our consumers, that they want a direct to their butcher type of relationship for a higher quality end product. As well, we are adding from the agriculture department a livestock essentials class to essentially support those folks in how does that animal get to the slaughter plant. So all of the agriculture side of what goes into getting a steer or a hog or a chicken into that cooler and understanding how all the things we do on the agriculture side affect that carcass quality and in the end our customer satisfaction. And then as I mentioned before, we're going to be adding our two-credit meat fabrication internships, which will be taking place for that student in their place of work, if they're already working at a shop as well. And they'll be doing that on site and having a list of skills that they'll be working through with the employer and the on-site manager there.
Is there a harvest portion of the curriculum somewhere in here, Caitlin?
Yes, for sure. That will be in the meat fabrication internship. Okay. There will be harvest requirements like on their checklist of things mm-hmm. they have to complete that they will be harvesting various species mm-hmm. on site.
Now, you mentioned that initially there was a lot of interest or some interest from the meat processing, you know, existing businesses. I mean, Fox Valley Tech, as an example, is located right there in the Fox Valley. You've got major meat processors to the north and all around you. Have they reached out at all to find out a way that they can foster this program, or is it still so new that it's not necessarily recognized?
We have not yet gotten to that point, but it is a for sure opportunity. Right now, we are opening up this with more of the intent of we want to train employees for those smaller kind of butcher shops where maybe they have less than 10 employees and they need that very skilled employee that can do everything from the process, from the harvest to creating a really nice steak and wrapping and processing correctly. So we are focusing on that right now, but that for sure is an opportunity in the future of being able to head over to their site, even with some of these schools, how they are working on these big mobile harvest labs, that this would be an opportunity that we could bring one of those harvest labs over to their site, say a JBS or American Foods, and do some training with their employees right there. That's some of our pipe dreams that we have for this program, and we think it would be a really cool opportunity.
If you're just joining us, we are talking with Caitlin Spearing. She's one of the instructors at the Fox Valley Technical College that is working on a brand new meat talent certificate with support from industry, the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Wisconsin Technical College System, and obviously those businesses that have a vested interest in those future graduates. So speaking of that, how can people find out more about this, Caitlin? When is this certificate going to be truly ready? Give us a little sense and timing here.
Yeah, and that has been a tricky one, as well as any time you're adding any of these large institutions coming together. So the best way we'll do that is you can contact Fox Valley Technical College. My email is spearings@fvtc.edu. We can also check out the WTCS system, as well as DATCAP has some interest on it as well. We are hoping to roll out first enrollments for the spring semester, since we're coming up on our fall semester now. But for sure, that information will be coming out.
All right, we'll keep them posted. Like we said, this is an issue that Wisconsin has faced. Well, obviously, very noticeable during the pandemic, but before the pandemic and to this day, where is the new talent going to come from for our valuable meat processing industry? And remember, that goes to your local butchers. Wisconsin, home to more than 400 unique butchers with their own recipes all across the state, looking for that talent, as well as the larger processors. Now, Fox Valley Tech, in conjunction with other partners, hoping to help grow that new talent. Like she said, find out more, the Fox Valley Technical College website, fvtc.edu. Reach out to her. Caitlin Spearings, along with us. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.